Blog Talk Radio.
Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, then the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no.
We've got to stabilize the population. When I was born,
what's wrong with the population? I mean,
there were too many people. That's why we have global warming. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff.
But
if there were less people, they'd be using less stuff.
In 1913, the money power of the country was taken away from the people by constitutional privilege that belongs with the Congress, but it was given up in the Federal Reserve Act. The Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express.
Good evening, and happy Good Friday to all of the beautiful humans, beings, laying all across this beautiful globe. It is 3:30, 2018, the last day of March Madness. Ladies and gentlemen, you made it. We made it. Well, it's the second to last day, actually. I'm sorry, my correction. Welcome to another edition of Against the Grain ATG. I am your host, Rush Perez of the Real World Order and administrator of ATGRN, Against Normal Trends. Show is called Exaggerate. Weird title, hey? One of the few installations of Pins Not Pricks dramatic music. Dum, dum, dum. No. In actuality, we're just going to hit you with some news. And I know I've actually gotten hit up with this quite a few times, and I really, really want to seriously let you guys know we do want to hear from you guys. We never, ever want you guys to ever feel like we don't want to hear from you guys. So trust me, the chat room is open. So please go ahead and feel free to hit up the chat room if you would like. And if you don't want to hit up the chat room, please feel free to hit up our call line. The number is 347-850-1876. Again, that number is 347-850-1876. And you can hit us up directly. I will take your call, your question, your gripes, your concerns, and your debates. Doesn't matter the topic. It is Good Friday. It is one of Dead Man X's favorite holidays beside Halloween. Sounds sadistic. I understand. Go ahead. Let's talk about it. I am ready to talk about it. Lot going on in the world. A lot going on. I don't need to tell you about it. I'm sure you can feel it, whether personally or just looking around what's going on in the news. So without further ado, let's dive into it. Last show, I know I said we would have it Wednesday. I've been sick. I hate telling you guys that I've been sick. I've been sick this year more than any other year, and I've been taking care of myself this year more times than any other year. Crazy. But regardless, I'm feeling better today, so I'm here with you. So let's get into the news. So out of the Miami Herald, we got 68 dead in Venezuela, prison riot, Attorney General says. Just to let you guys know, I know you guys hear a lot every show about Venezuela. I'm pretty sure every single show you hear about Venezuela some way, some shape, some form. Let me tell you guys why I talk about Venezuela a lot. Because in some way, shape, or form, we are 2, 3, 4 steps behind Venezuela because of the way our government is running, okay? Trust me. Watch. All right? D-Y-O-R. Do your own research. Okay? Let's get into a couple of paragraphs here. This is an article that came out on the 29th. So this came out yesterday. 68 people have died in a prison riot in northern Venezuela. Attorney General Tarek William Saab, S-A-A-B, said late Wednesday. Initial reports had said that 5 people had died when inmates at a detention center at a regional police headquarters in Carabobo State took a guard hostage and set fire to mattresses. However, Saab said in a series of tweets that the dead compromised 66 men and 2 women who were visiting the prison overnight. An investigation would be launched immediately to clarify what had happened, he added, saying that four persecutors had already been assigned to the case. So you can go ahead and check out that article. A lot going on in Venezuela. We covered last week that very young gangs of teenagers are ganging up just for food. And not food like you would think off of the shelves. Food like garbage and survival. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot going on. And they're using food as political bargaining chips. You know what I'm saying? Just for basic survival. And ladies and gentlemen, don't think that, you know, we're not a couple half steps away from that, all right? You know, inflation is at an all-time high. They're making a dog and pony show right now out of the market. So don't think that the market is all good as it stands right now. Why do you think it's dipping in and out of the market? They're only telling you half the story of the market, all right? Right now, especially as the tariffs are going on and the sanctions that are going on in certain countries, especially with China, okay? And the imports and exports that are going on with, and the tit for tats that are going on between Russia and China, okay? Those are major imports and exports that are going on. That's not something to sneeze at. Be mindful of those tit for tats that are going on, okay? That's going to be, those are major pows to our everyday lives, okay? This is an article that we kind of breezed past last week that I said that we would pay more attention to on our next show, okay? And we're making good on what we said. This is the Sun article, Prepare for War. China sends massive navy for South China Sea war games after President Xi Jinping vowed to wage bloody battle for world domination. This came out on the 27th of this month. Okay? The Chinese Navy claims that movements are part of routine annual exercises, according to Reuters. The Liang, Liaoning carrier group last week traversed the Taiwan Strait, according to the Taiwanese Defense Ministry. The photos taken yesterday show what appears to be at least 40 ships and submarines flanking the carrier, or the L name, excuse me, in what some analysts describe as an unusually large display of the Chinese expanding fleet. They have emerged less than a week after Chinese President Xi said his country is prepared to fight bloody battles to retain its right as a superpower. Now, I don't know if you guys have been checking it out, but we've been touching on that. There's been dispute in the South China Sea, especially with the Chinese making its own little islands out there out of sand and stuff like that. So this is nothing new, but this is just a new level of it. So this is definitely escalating out there in the South China Sea. So I invite you guys to definitely go check that out, okay? The Middle East, and especially out there in the Oceanic, or the ACAN, is definitely something to keep your eye on, okay? Definitely. And with it being Good Friday, all right, make sure, definitely make sure that you keep your eyes on the God, okay? Make sure you keep your eye on the skies, on how they try to put things together on religion, and how they keep their, and how they try to piece things together with the ancient religions. Because you got to remember Horus and the all-seeing eye. That's not something that's conspiracy. That's not something that's fiction. Okay? So keep that in mind on this Good Friday, ladies and gentlemen, all right? And never forget, sky is the limit, and the world, ladies and gentlemen, indeed, is at your fingertips. Good night.